Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hall. It's Friday, September 29th. Hope you're all looking forward to your weekend whenever it does start. Yeah, got a bit of Liverpool news to catch you up on before then, of course. At time recording, we play Tottenham tomorrow afternoon. Jurgen Klopp spoke at his press conference. A little bit of injury news, a little bit of mixed injury news on that front. Yeah, we've got one player returning, unfortunately one player ruled out. We'll touch more upon that in a moment, but first, I know it's very, very early, we're still in September, but there is some transfer news that we should speak about first of all. So yeah, according to a report from Germany, from Sport Bild, Liverpool are interested in Borussia Dortmund's Daniel Malen, with Jurgen Klopp considering a raid on his former club. The right winger has been in great form this season so far for Dortmund in Germany. He's got 4 goals and 2 assists in his first 7 games for BVB. Says Jurgen Klopp has long been interested in the Dutch international, was interested in signing before he joined Dortmund from PSV back in 2021. But yeah, Sport Bild, Liverpool are looking for a backup and an eventual long-term successor for Mohamed Salah, and Jurgen Klopp's got his eye on Daniel Malen. Yeah, says he would cost around £52 million as he's under contract until 2026. In terms of the stats, like I mentioned very briefly before, he has played 7 games in all comps this season with 4 goals and 2 assists. 5 games in the Bundesliga with 3 goals, predominantly playing as a right winger. He can play up front, he's even done a little bit on the left as well, but he is predominantly a right winger who can play centre forward. So if you're looking at something to fill a similar role to what Mohamed Salah plays, that makes sense. Now, again, in terms of players and stuff, there's a significant difference, of course. There always will be. There's no one who can compare to Mo Salah. But just, and I think it, I know it's September, but these stories coming out in Germany, I definitely think it's something to worth keeping an eye on. The price makes sense. The age range of the player makes sense. The position or positions the player plays in makes sense. The stats kind of back it up as well. He's having that season, or he looks like he's about to have that season, that Liverpool like signing players in when they're about to hit top form, or they're, you know, they haven't quite hit the numbers over a full couple of years yet, but they're very much hit it. They're starting to hit them now, and Malen's certainly done that. Again, another Dutchman. Jürgen's already got 3 of them in the first team, or first team squad as it is so far, adding a 4th one to Virgil, Gakpo, and of course Ryan Gravenberch could be on the cards. But just, yeah, I think it's, like I say, I wouldn't expect anything in January, but keep an eye on the name. Sport Bild reporting that Liverpool's interested in a German player. I don't think I'm just completely dismissing it. It's definitely one way of keeping our eye on. Liverpool have got bigger fish to fry for now. The transfer window, the first one doesn't even open for a few months, and then obviously next summer's miles away, and there's a lot of football to be played between both of those. But just a name to be aware of if you're doing a little bit of scouting, watching a bit of Bundesliga football over the weekend or whatever, just keep your eye on Daniel Malen, because apparently he is on Liverpool's radar. Right then, let's look ahead to the Tottenham game. Jurgen Klopp spoke at his pre-match press conference at the Axis training grounds earlier today, and yet delivered a little bit of mixed injury news amongst other updates. Let's start with the bad news, really, I suppose, because I want to end on a positive. No one wants to end a podcast on a negative, do we? So let's start with the negative first, and then we'll round up positive news. So yeah, according to Jurgen Klopp, Stefan Bajcetic is unavailable for the game against Spurs. Jurgen said he had a little setback, only a tiny calf issue. He said, that's how it is when you're out for 6 months. We've got a specific plan for him, and we will have to take him out for a little bit. So yeah, obviously, Stefan Bajcetic has been out a long time with the hip issue. he hasn't played since the spring, really. Well, he hadn't before Liverpool obviously played against Lask in Austria, where he started as an inverted right back, didn't play the whole game, of course, came off, and then came off the bench to relieve, again, Curtis Jones playing right back. There's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Curtis played there against Leicester, and then Bacetic gave him a little spell at the end. But apparently, between that Leicester game and today, he's felt something in his calf, whether it was at Jordan or after that game, or maybe in the recovery session or whatever. But yeah, Bacetic, little calf issue, won't be part of Liverpool squad. In the short term, I don't think it makes, with all due respect, too much a difference to the Tottenham game. It would have, I think Bacetic probably would have been on the bench. It would have been hard to see him getting on the pitch, really, unless there was a few injuries. Is two positions as it stands, really, or three positions. DM, I'd guess McAllister starts and then Endo is a replacement if needed. Bacetic can, of course, play as number eight, where Liverpool are stocked plentiful with Jones and Szoboszlai and Gravenberch and Elliott, Cody Gakpo as well, if they want to use him in there. And then again, the right-back position, Trent, Alexander-Arnold, Joe Gomez. There's enough there, I think. So I don't think Bacetic would have played anyway. But more looking ahead to that Union game on Thursday, obviously in the Europa League, that is one I reckon Jürgen would have wanted Bacetic not only to get minutes in his own legs and to continue his rehab back to full fitness, but also to give other players a little bit of a break. So we'll keep an eye on what the squad looks like for that game against Girouard on Thursday. But until we get there, we won't really know. Bigger fish to fry on the weekend, of course. Speaking of that weekend game, I touched upon it just then. Speaking about right backs, yes, Jürgen Klopp has confirmed Trent Alexander-Arnold is expected to be fit and ready for the trip to Spurs on Saturday afternoon. Klopp said Trent trained yesterday as normal, he'll train today as normal too. It looks like he will be in the squad for tomorrow. Now, if he's fully fit, we'll find out. Does Trent go straight back into the first 11? Does Jürgen want to ease him in? Maybe he's on the bench with Joe Gomez playing right back. Oh, for me, if he can go and he's fully fit, then he starts. I think his use of the ball could be very important against the Tottenham side, who A, want to keep the ball themselves, but B, are also likely to play a bit of a high line, and if Liverpool can try and get in behind them, which isn't always easy against a really good team. But Trent is the man who can play those passes, whether it's in behind to Darwin Nunez, a Gakpo, a Jota, a Diaz on the left, Salah in front of him down the line. I think you'd launch Trent. Gomez has been pretty good there in the last game against West Ham. It would be harsh on Joe Gomez if he missed out. I know he missed the Leicester game with a little bit of an issue as well. But Trent back fully fit, it looks like, trained 2 days. Usually 2 days full training, you'd probably expect him to be in the team. So it looks like Trent will definitely be in the squad. We'll find out if he's in the team for that game at Stamford Bridge, at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium even. A very, very, very big game for Liverpool, where, you know, we'll find out where Liverpool are standing in terms of their aspirations this season. Are Liverpool pushing for top four? In which case, maybe we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Liverpool pushing for a title win, maybe we'll find out down the line. A win against Tottenham would certainly get more of that type of talk ongoing. So the manager will be delighted to have not only his right back, but also his vice captain back. So we'll find out how it all pans out over at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium tomorrow. Speaking of that game, by the way, guys, if you're not going and you're going to be watching it on TV or wherever you are watching it around the world, do come and check out the Red Men YouTube watch along. So yeah, you can mute the TV commentary or put it on low. You can have Chris Pajach and Paul Machin providing completely 100% biased commentary. You can get involved in the show as well with your thoughts, your questions, your queries, any comments you want to make as well. So yeah, basically, if you're watching the game and you feel like you want a virtual friend to watch it with as well, maybe you're on your own at such an o'clock in the morning or whatever it is, you're in out all that, no one else watches the footy with you, then do tune into the YouTube channel from 4:15 p.m. UK time. You'll have Paul and Chris and Dan on that show to guide you through the first hour and the reaction to the team news, and then from 5:15 onwards, switch over to the watch along, and yeah, Paul and Chris will guide you through the entire game as Liverpool hope to get another victory down at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Thanks so much, guys, for listening to this podcast as well. If you want even more podcasts, I always say, go over to redmenplus.com. There's loads of great content over there that you can get directly in your ears as well. But yeah, I'm going to start wrapping up there. So thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the game on Saturday. Hopefully, the next time we speak on one of these shows, Liverpool have got another 3 points in the bag. See you all then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.